Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. It's officially day number three, and I cannot believe we're on part three of the series. All right, let me just calm down for a second. Okay, so day number three in part three of this review blog post series, this review blog post challenge is gonna be the SEO optimization. So we talked about SEO a little bit in day number one and day number two, but today we are gonna talk about the little back end details that tend to get ignored when we talk about our blogging SEO. So this one's a good listen. You can do it as you go if you wanna listen and do stuff at the same time, but I really just say, like, just sit back and try and consume this information first. And then the email that partners with this is going to show you, is going to put this into an actionable checklist for you to do. That way you're not trying to do too much at once. I don't want to overwhelm you with a lot of stuff to do right now. So just sit, listen, drive, listen, however you want to do it. This is meant for you to feel good and learn. Okay, so here's some things I want to talk about before we even get into the specifics of optimizing our blog post for SEO. There are three things that I need you to remember. For this review blog post SEO optimization, and I say review blog post because when you do different types of posts, it's going to have different best practices. But for the review post, I want you to keep everything very simple and very straightforward. We don't want our audience to have to guess. And we're not necessarily encouraging them to click here either because they're already looking for this information. So they want to know what it includes more so than convincing them to click. You know, you'll see what I mean. Or I'll try and explain as best as I can what I mean. Two, remember your audience and keyword. It is so easy to kind of get lost in making it sound super good and or making it sound amazing. And then we forget like what the whole purpose of these details are. And don't skip a step. That's number three. Like, let's make sure that we do all the little details. Otherwise, we're losing that little boost and that little benefit we have to increase our ranking. So optimize. Let's talk about what to optimize. So what you want to optimize is your URL, your meta, your images, your title, and then a little bit of your user friendliness. And we're going to get a little bit more into what that means. So let's start with your URL. First of all, we don't want to include numbers unless that is in your keyword. And even then, we want to be careful. So that means we're not putting our dates in there. We don't want 2024. If we're saying like this has 17 features, we don't want to add 17, no dates, no numbers, and no double dashes. So if you put a special character, sometimes your URL will do a double dash instead of just a singular dash. We don't want that either. Okay, so let's talk about what that means. So let's start with URLs. So we do not want numbers in our URLs most of the time. So there may be some extenuating circumstances where this is a special occasion and a number will go in your URL. But for a review blog post, there is typically no reason for a number or a date to go in your URL. You want to keep it very simple and straightforward, just like I said in the beginning. So that means your URL should pretty much be your keyword. So if your keyword is honeybook review, your URL would be honeybook review or honeybook dash review. Very simple, very straightforward. We don't need anything complicated happening there. So moving on to our meta description, keep it simple. We don't have to get super fancy with this. So for example, we want to keep it to less than or equal to 155 characters and links. That sounds super specific, but pretty much think of two short sentences or one a little bit longer sentence. And you want to make sure that you are including your target keyword. So if we're doing honeybook review, so my meta for a honeybook review may look like or may sound like looking for an all-in-one business management software? Learn more in this 2024 honeybook review. Okay, that's a very overall one, and I'm encouraging them to click. But it can also sound a little bit more like what it includes. So another meta description could look like simply for as HoneyBook for, say, coaches. So HoneyBook for coaches reviews, and then it would say what you're including. So scheduling, invoices and proposals, contract signing, automation, and then pricing breakdown. And the goal with a meta is to tell Google what this page is about. And then it also appears on Google. So we want to tell the people who are searching on Google what this post is about. Now, the most probably the most time consuming, maybe not the most complicated, but the most time consuming part of doing your SEO optimization for your blog post is going to be your images. And the reason I say that is because there's so many different aspects of your images that have to be optimized. So before you even upload your file, go ahead and rename it. Rename it something more or a little bit more detailed than image underscore 234. So we don't want it to look like that. We want it to be a little bit more relative to the image and what you're writing about. So for example, I had a screenshot of the HoneyBook scheduling software. I would say HoneyBook scheduling software screenshot. That would be the title instead of being image 340. After you've renamed it, you want to make sure it's the right size or resolution. If your images are too big, it can slow down your page speed because of how long it takes them to load. What I recommend doing is going to a website like ShortPixel, uploading it, and what that website will do is essentially make the image resolution smaller without losing the quality, or at least as much as possible. And so this makes sure that your pages don't lose their page speed and everything just functions smoothly. Now, you would like to think that that is probably it for images, but we have one more thing, and that is your alt image description. So your alt image description is made for accessibility. So we do not want to skip over that accessibility part, because that is what it is originally meant for, is accessibility. But what we can do is we can still bring it into what we are writing about. So if it is a HoneyBook screenshot, what we would do is we would describe the image. Then we would also include what that image is in summary. So if it is a HoneyBook screenshot of the scheduling software, we would describe that HoneyBook scheduling software in HoneyBook review for creatives includes onboarding questionnaire and scheduling calendar, because that is what you can include in one of your schedulers. So you would want to describe it, but also bring it back to what you're writing for. And really, the more you do this, the more comfortable you'll feel about this and like making it make sense, because like I said before, we don't want to lose the actual description of the image. We want to integrate the two. Now let's talk about your title. So I talked a little bit about your title when we structured our review, but if you could not land on a title that had your keyword at the beginning, what you can do is typically, as long as you have a plugin, I believe you need a plugin to help you with this if you're on WordPress. But if you have a plugin like Yoast or Rank Math, you can actually specify a SEO title versus the title that people see when they actually go to your blog post. So an SEO title can be different, which means it can be shorter. It can be short and sweet and have your keyword at the beginning. So for example, whereas your title on page is maybe what I think about HoneyBook for creatives, my full review, your SEO title could be HoneyBook review for creatives. And that could be it. So you're hitting that keyword with Google, but you're also giving a little bit more personality or something that feels more aligned with your branding on your website. And for your final step in optimizing your review post for SEO is going to be user friendliness. And I say this because people's experience on your website matters. So the longer someone stays on your website, the more someone interacts on your website, Google can see it. They see the pages they go through. So if they click through to the next page, or if they go on your website and then leave, like, that all matters. That's your user experience, your page experience. And the better that is, the more likely you are to rank, because it's showing that what you told Google your information was about is actually what your information is about, and that people who are going to your website are finding value in it and are enjoying your content and either want to read more or are taking their time consuming the content. So the way we can do this is by keeping our paragraph short and easy to read, making sure that everything is in line with what we said this post was going to be about. So we want to make sure there's not a lot of fluff, no fluff preferably. We want to make sure that it flows, that it follows that outline guide. We are taking it one step to the next. We're covering our bases and we're providing all the information we need along with our personal experiences and just making it relevant to the audience we wrote it for. All of this goes into user experience. And so the really cool thing about doing your SEO, at least your back-end SEO, not in-content SEO, and changing your in-content SEO can be very time-consuming because it means you're rewriting your post. But all of these little details can be changed at pretty much any time. Now, it may take some time for Google to pick up on these changes because most small business websites or smaller websites are not being indexed daily. But you can change these at any time. So I don't want you to stress it because the more you do it, the more you put it into practice, the better you're going to be at it. So do it now and, you know, just do your best. Look at your analytics in a month or 2 months or 3 months or all three, because you should be checking how your website is performing anyways. You should be checking how your website is performing pretty regularly anyways. If it stresses you out to look too often, just plan it at the end of each quarter or the beginning of each quarter just to go back on that and look at what's happening. But just go back and say, okay, maybe we're not, my content's good, but I'm not seeing like many impressions from my actual keyword, or you're seeing impressions from the wrong keyword or something similar to that. What you can do is you can just go back and change it. The only thing you cannot change is the URL. Please do not change your URL. That will break some links and will be very frustrating at the end of the day. But anything else like your meta, your SEO title, your image descriptions, like you can change all of those. So like I said, just don't stress it out. So that's pretty much it for today. Everything's pretty straightforward and it might feel like a lot of information taken at once. But if you are doing this as a challenge, and even if you're listening to this after the challenge is over, you can get the corresponding email, which is going to have this in an easy to follow checklist, because I want this to be easy in the email, and that will be delivered to your inbox. So your action step for today as a challenge participant is to just work on those SEO details. And similarly to the outline, I don't want you to spend 45 minutes on this. I want you to fix your favorite drink. I want you to be comfortable and take your laptop somewhere else or sit down at your desk and be like, okay, I'm just going to sit down and do this and just spend 10 to 15 minutes. That's it. If you feel like it's stressing you out, come back to it later. It's not going anywhere. Just come back to it later. Maybe re-listen to the episode and just say, okay, now I feel more comfortable approaching this. But thank you so much for participating in this challenge, for listening to all 3 days, and I hope you got all the information you need to make an amazing review blog post and make it SEO optimized so that you have a better chance of ranking on Google and starting that additional stream of passive income that doesn't require us to make our own digital products. So if you have any questions, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at kamamama.co. Or get connected in an email. You can email me at hello@thekamamamaco.com. And I would love to hear your questions, see your review post come to life, and just hear what you thought about this 3-day challenge, this 3-day series. But that is it for now. I can't wait to get back to our regular programming next week and talk to you then. As always, I hope you are able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.